Right now, we're going to talk about action pants.
I'm so confused by this tease.
This is a segment that I've been wanting to do for almost a year. I have had it written down on my segment idea sheet for almost 1 year.
As action pants, or did you have a little bit more description?
As action pants.
Wow.
And I have to credit Corby and Donovan for introducing me to action pants. Because this topic came up last year when we were at Cowboys training camp in California. So we are about a year removed. And I had a couple of conversations with both Corby and Donovan at training camp and then since then about action pants. And I was so interested in action pants that at training camp, I went out and I purchased a couple of pairs of action pants. But as I sat down to think about it, I had actually been the owner of action pants and worn action pants a couple of months before that on my trip to Africa that we took last summer. And I wore them today because I knew we were finally going to do this segment. So I'm going to model these action pants for you guys right
now.
Okay,
he is wearing
khaki pants. Okay, so he's standing up. He's nude from the waist down, and he's slowly putting on action pants.
Yeah, they almost...
Oh, look at the action that he's doing. He's doing squats. He looks like he's blocking
both knees
some people.
And,
he's
and doing some,
doing
cool
some
kung fu.
Yeah. So is Action Pants a brand or is it a category?
It's a category.
Okay.
Lightweight pant?
Don't singularize
pant.
They are not jeans.
Wait, their definition is not jeans?
Not jeans.
So, you know, we just went to Colorado for summer vacation. This is the first trip that I think I've ever taken in my life since I was a kid, probably. And excluding maybe a summer trip to Galveston where all you took was a bathing suit and a pair of shorts. But this is the first trip that I've not packed jeans. I did not take jeans to Colorado. I took only action pants. And action pants are the new version of pant because they're made with this new high-tech material.
Pant.
So they come in different weights, but let's just take an average weight. They're not cotton, so you can get them wet and they dry quickly. They are extremely soft. They're extremely flexible. Some of them come a little stretchier than others, but they look like an adult pant and not a pair of jeans. Now, I'm not saying I'm not a fan of jeans, but I'm starting to phase jeans out of my life. Jeans have a place in American history. They're the greatest pant in American history. Levi Strauss is like apple pie and Chevrolet, and we all get that. But I find action pants much more comfortable than jeans. I've now stopped wearing, like if we go out to dinner, I'm wearing action pants and not jeans because action pants come in khaki or gray or blue. Mm-hmm. So they look more like an adult pant. And I would argue they're more comfortable than jeans. So they're dressier than jeans. They're more comfortable than jeans. They're more functional than jeans. Like this pair that I've just modeled for you. This is one of the pairs that I took with me on the safari trip. And I wore these every day and not jeans. And you're out there in the outdoors, in the bush, in the jungle, whatever it is every day. Maybe in our case at Oxnard, Cowboys training camp, you're going to a grueling practice that you have to cover. And you're wearing action pants because they're way more comfortable than jeans. And my collection of jeans, which I've never had many anyway, like five pairs maybe, it's shrinking. I can't tell you the last time I wore jeans, to be honest with you. And my collection of action pants is growing. I now have four pairs of action pants.
I wholeheartedly support this. Me as the
one who wears jeans every
biggest jean wearer at the ticket. Yeah. Jeans are a beating in the summer.
They're a little heavy.
They are a little heavy. And I think that we should embrace new fabrics like the action pant shows that you can have. These high-tech fibers that breathe, I'm sure those things wick, probably.
Yes.
I love, Like, my favorite kind of jeans are the kinds that have a little elastic in them. I don't know what you call that kind of jean. So the jeans that I have that stretch, I love those. And I'm sure the Action Pants have stretchable fabric.
They do.
So for the P1 who's in construction or maybe works on a ranch, is the Action Pant going to take over jeans there?
I don't think they're thick enough for that.
Yeah, there's a thickness to the jean that does help if you're roping and riding.
Mm-hmm. And crashing through brambles and stuff.
But you could get thick Action Pants. Like the ones I'm wearing today are pretty thin, but the ones that I bought at training camp last year are a little thicker. Mm-hmm. And I think you could go even thicker. And I do think eventually the Action Pant will supplant the jean as man's number one favorite pant wear.
I don't know about that.
It's going to take a while.
Jeans are so resilient. It's like the suit. It's amazing to me that the suit endures like it does. Like, why have we not updated what it means to be dressed up as a man?
I don't know.
We still just wear suits.
Yeah.
And I think jeans have that same sort of durability.
They do. There's no doubt about it. But I didn't even think about it when I went to Colorado that I didn't pack a pair of jeans. I just packed two pairs of Action Pants.
Stop right there. Are Action Pants something that you call them, or is this like a noted name for them?
It's a noted name for them. So I've heard Corby and Donovan refer to them as Action Pants.
Action Pants.
And they say...
It's like a horrible cartoon from the 80s.
And Corby and Donovan say they don't... I don't even think they wear jeans anymore.
No, I don't see them in jeans anymore.
I think they only wear Action Pants, and I'm trending in that direction. And so I think that when I got to Colorado and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even pack jeans, I'm now subconsciously transitioning to Action Pants to the point where I don't even think of jeans anymore. And the whole time up there, I never once found myself needing jeans. I was so comfortable with Action Pants.
Is Corby playing golf in Action Pants?
Well, he's not playing in jeans, right? He's playing in shorts or, I guess Action Pants.
Yeah, but I mean, have they taken the place, if you do go buy some golf slacks, they take the place of those too?
Yeah, they could. I would definitely wear my Action Pants playing golf.
Because Action Pants! So stupid sounding!
Because there you're in motion, you're in action, right?
Yeah.
It's something you'd tell a kid to go put on. Okay, go put on your Action Pants and we'll go play.
But I've had a bit of an awakening because of wearing these action pants.
They make you feel like the woman you always wished you were.
Kind of like the Billy Gilman moment.
Here it is.
I feel more like an adult when I am wearing these as opposed to jeans. I feel more like a respected human.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't respect you anymore. I don't know if you want to add that to your evidence pile, but...
It just makes me feel more like an adult. And then to add a layer on top of that, I was reading a column that said, if you are over the age of whatever, 40, I think it was, you should not be wearing T-shirts with logos and things on the front, which is all I wear, which has now had me rethinking that. Is the true casual adult male look today Action Pants and a plain T-shirt? Do I need to, if I want to be taken more seriously as a real adult?
No, you don't.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Do I need to scrap my, I've got a collection of
personality
surf T-shirts, cycling T-shirts, you know, whatever, hiking T-shirts, all these logoed T-shirts that I've collected and wear over the years. Do I need to get rid of those and just go with the solid T-shirt?
Yes, I think you should do that. Unless your T-shirts are funny. I mean, like, you don't have cheap logoed T-shirts, do you?
I mean, I try to get good ones, nice ones, cool ones.
They're not all free T-shirts.
Yeah, no.
And don't let anyone tell you, okay, you're over 40 now, you can't wear the logoed T-shirt. If that's what you want. And look at all the, I mean, that's all Cuban wears. He's over 40.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well.
He doesn't on Shark Tank. He wears a suit there.
Yeah. I guess he does on that, but that's the only time I see him dressed up.
So, like, if he ran for president, would he come out to the for the debates in a Mavs T-shirt, an MFFL T-shirt?
Yes, I bet you he would.
Still promote his team, yeah.
I think that See, I like the solid t-shirt with no logo on it.
Yeah.
I think logos are distracting. Now, I don't have any problem with someone who wears, you know, t-shirts with like a funny Millennium Falcon on it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some bit. Mm-hmm. I like bit t-shirts. Those are kind of funny. But there's nothing worse than in the early days of the ticket when our whole wardrobe was nothing but free t-shirts.
I know.
That was the worst. And
you're the biggest violator. You wore a Metrex t-shirt every day.
Yes, absolutely. I wore horrible free t-shirts all the time. And I know we do a lot of charity events, and I understand charity event t-shirts, but there's something really cheap about the got 40 different logos on the back of a charity run t-shirt.
I hate those t-shirts.
Remember
which freebie t-shirt I used to wear in the first 5 years of the ticket every
power
day?
Power bar.
Yes.
Yeah. You were known for the power bar shirt. What was my main gimme t-shirt?
Your quick shirt.
Yes.
Oh
my gosh.
You still have that
quick shirt? That's a good question. I don't think I do. I haven't seen that in the rotation in a while. That black one that said quick on it. I used to wear that a lot. And Corby used to wear a Ronin t-shirt all the time.
Yeah, that was a movie.
From a movie. Right? Yeah, we got it free. I sent up a bunch of free Ronin t-shirts.
Every guy has a go-to t-shirt, right?
Yeah. You'll get a handful
you're
of
around
them.
The house one
I have
or
about
whatever.
Five of them that are the most comfortable ones for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a lot. I've got five that I wear around the house and rotate. I don't have a go-to going out t-shirt, though. I think I've got 20 tier one t-shirts that I rotate equally. And then I've got some tier three t-shirts. I leave tier two open, but I've got tier three t-shirts that I might wear out.
Yeah. The saying in our household is we are late to events because 15 minutes before we're supposed to leave, I'm outside doing some sort of project in my Gonzaga basketball shirt. That's the most comfortable t-shirt I've ever had. I've had it. A P1 gave it to me. When did we last do our bracket representatives? Like late 90s?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Holy
That's
mackerel.
How long I've had that t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's great.
I want to throw away my entire wardrobe and switch over to action pants and whatever kind of t-shirt Craig's wearing right now.
Action pants will liberate you. And
throw a pillow.
And you will feel like an adult. And you will feel like you're respected.
But I don't feel childish in jeans.
I didn't until I made the switch to action pants. Then they just look better. And sometimes jeans look great. Jeans and a t-shirt is a classic American look. And I'm not saying that's not a good look. And I'm sure I will not completely go away from jeans. I'll keep a pair or two to wear for certain occasions where it feels like it fits. But
a jean's formal.
A jeans formal. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think I'm going to be 90%, 95% action pants going forward.
Musicians going to go to these over the jeans?
You know, I think a lot already have.
Really?
Like, I think about U2. I don't...
They're wearing action pants.
They never wear jeans. They only wear
U2
action pants.
U2 wears action pants?
Yeah. I don't think they ever wear jeans. Maybe occasionally they wear black jeans. But I've never seen them in blue jeans, right?
Those do look like action pants.
I mean, in the 90s, I guess Edge had those crazy torn blue jeans that he would wear.
Yeah, he wore those a lot.
On the Zoo TV tour. But today, they don't wear blue jeans.
Hmm.
Do the Stones wear blue jeans?
Well, Mick will wear football pants that are rolled up half the time.
There have been some musical acts since the Rolling Stones and U2.
Not as great.
All right, do all the new acts, do they wear blue jeans?
Yeah, skinny jeans, a lot of them.
Yeah. And you know, the t-shirt thing is a lot of people like wearing t-shirts with a logo because it's the sardine theory that scientists have now confirmed. And that is you want to project that you are a part of some kind of club or tribe or movement or whatever it is, and it's a way for you to amplify your personality.
Then why did Corby want to say that he was part of the Ronin group?
Or are you the part of the Quick group?
Well, I actually wrote for Quick. That made sense.
Well, I ate power
bars. Corby had nothing to do with Ronin. Corby claimed that's who he went for as Halloween, was the character Ronin, and he just wore the Ronin t-shirt.
I'm getting a lot of P1s asking, who makes action pants?
There are a lot of different types?
Yeah, the answer is pretty much any company that makes outdoor gear like Patagonia, Columbia. These are Kuhl, K-U-H-L, the ones I'm wearing today, Prana, all of those companies that make any of the, you know, the outdoor hiking, camping type gear. That's why when Corby and Donovan sold me on action pants at training camp, I went to the Patagonia store in Oxnard or Ventura, and I bought two pairs of action pants.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I love those stores. Whole Earth Provisions, REI.
Yes.
Any of those kind of stores. I just love them.
By the way, July 21st, we would be in Oxnard right now.
Don't remind me.
This would be the week.
With the beautiful weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
And football. It was always non-corona when we were there. I don't know if it's still that way.
We didn't have that problem last year. No.
No. It may have spiked out there right now, but.
Yeah. And I'd be eating in that same hotel restaurant every single day.
All those, all that great food around there, and you eat hamburger and whipped cream every day.
When we were in California, if I ever saw the sun and ever ate something that was non-hamburger or non-whipped cream. I don't think I did.
So weird.
Does that seem healthy?
No.
Mr. Keith, you need to revamp your diet. There's too much hamburger and whipped cream.
Why? Yeah, but I save calories on sunlight. I don't eat any sunlight.
I think Spencer McKenzie's delivers all the way to Dallas-Fort Worth.
No, I don't think so.
Spencer McKenzie.
God, y'all overrate that place.
You've gone there once.
I've gone there like 12 times with the group because you're always dragging us there. And it always is, okay, it's okay.
It's phenomenal. It's the weight that kills me.
Best fish taco ever.
They need to expand a little bit. Have a little bit more seating.
Stop it with your bad talk out of your mouth hole.
Oh, man, this is all the right talk out of my mouth hole.
No.
It's like the best talk.
Those fish tacos are the best.
They serve the best future doo-doo.
They don't want to market it like
what?
That.
Yeah, they don't. That's not on their T-shirt.
Well, what's another word for it? What's it?
Food. It's called food.
That's a better word. Yeah. Okay,
it's called food.
They serve the best food.
Oh, and you have to like weave through the tables to even get to the restroom there.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah. You have to have about five people stand up where you can get by them to get to the restroom.
It's not that crowded.
To vomit out that stuff.
All right. Anyway, this was a segment about action pants, not California vomit.
We interrupted that for my important word say.
I need to try them out.
I just want you guys to go out and buy some action pants and wear them around and then report back to me.
Okay.
So we borrow yours.
No.
You'll rip them.
You do terrible things to pants.
What?